Right now, are we on the air, Lady Skill?
Yes,
now?
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust the move.
We're Japan there. Coming at you straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7, the beat.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, December 28th. Early morning temperatures are 33 degrees in Kinderhook and 32 in Kingston. After we shake off the last of yesterday's precip around dawn, things dry out and warm up to 45 degrees by 1 p.m. A wind picks up, putting it in the lower end of chilly territory today. After dark, rain returns, turning to snow as the temperature falls to 32 degrees by dawn. Snow and or rain stops, definitely by 11 a.m., and a high of 41 is expected at 2 p.m. Wednesday night, temperatures fall to 34 degrees, then bounce back up to 45 Thursday afternoon. Rain is expected all day Thursday and Thursday night. Friday will also be wet with a high of 46. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:58 a.m., high tide at 9:35 a.m., low tide again at 4:36 p.m., and high tide again at 9:41 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 34 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:17 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see early this morning a solar flare ionized the atmosphere, causing a shortwave blackout over Australia. So far, no CME has been detected from the site of origination. Solar wind speed is currently 485 kilometers per second at 8.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 85, and this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Why did you say that?
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin with the first part of our examination of the mostly less celebrated one-hit wonders of 1966. When this feature debuted at the beginning of this year, I sped through the first 4 years, 1955 to 1958, of Billboard's Top 40 because, once again, thank the gods old and new for rock and roll. But this year's crop was pretty good and presented an opportunity to chart some of the storied history of one particular song. First up, though, some year-ending geek speak. After he finishes his telling of Paul Atreides' path to become Quisok Haderach with Dune Part 2, Denis Villeneuve will have a rendezvous with Rama. The Hollywood Reporter exclusively reports the auteur will direct an adaptation of the Arthur C. Clarke classic, teaming with producer Morgan Freeman, who's been working to adapt the novel since the late 90s. The Flash movie will bring the DCEU full circle villain-wise, as it also likely soft reboots the cinematic universe. A Warner press release revealing Michael Shannon and Anjay Traw will return as Zod and Fiora from Man of Steel to face the fastest man alive. The release also confirmed that Michael Keaton's Batman will remain an ongoing fixture, playing opposite Leslie Grace's Batgirl in her HBO Max movie. Presuming it stays on HBO Max, as the Hollywood Reporter announced Angel Manuel Soto's Blue Beetle adaptation, starring Zolo Mardueña as the Jaime Reyes incarnation, has been bumped up to a theatrical release for 2023. One of the first news items I reported on in the earlier incarnations of Geek Speak when I began on the station was a Legion of Superheroes movie. That, like so many DC projects, has fallen into development hell, but current book writer Brian Michael Bendis announced through his Substack newsletter the future Teen Heroes will take flight on HBO Max as an adult animated series. The CW is doubling down on exploring Batman's turf. THR breaking development has begun on Gotham Knights by Batwoman writers Chad Fivish, James Stutteraw, and Natalie Abrams. Described as not a spin-off or an adaptation of the upcoming game, nor set in the wider CW-verse, it'll instead focus on a former Robin teaming with the children of various Bat-rogues, falsely accused of Batman's murder to clear their names and continue his work. Updating from last installment, Swedish video game holding company Embracer announced they've acquired Dark Horse Media, with founder and CEO Mike Richardson staying on. This surprised many who figured they'd be snatched up by a Hollywood studio. I must also correct a slight mistake from last report, as I missed the announcement the publisher will begin releasing new Star Wars comics next year, sharing the rights with Marvel. Any further returns to the Matrix will not be guided by co-matriarch Lana Wachowski, who told the Associated Press she intends for this to be her final statement on the franchise. Zorro might get to make his mark twice, as two competing updates were recently announced. First up, Variety has announced Wilmer Valderrama will take up the hat and mask in a more period-accurate series being developed by Disney Branded Entertainment. President I.O. Davis describing it as more of a telenovela approach. Meanwhile, Deadline broke that 2021 MacArthur Genius Grant recipient Alex Rivera has been tapped by Zabini Films to write and direct Zorro 2.0, which will reimagine the hero as an undocumented hacker who discovers a wide-ranging conspiracy while seeking justice for his mother against a secret government force. Disney Branded is also teaming with Baobab Studios for an expansion of their Emmy-winning VR short Baba Yaga into an animated anthology titled The Witchverse. The series is described as a celebration of the cultural phenomena of witches, comically exploring and upending misconceptions surrounding witch mythology and lore drawn from cultures and perspectives across the world. Today's first set of 1966 One Hitters begins with Double Shot of My Baby's Love by the Swingin' Medallions.
Bye. asleep inside your door now. He'll hurt you once, then turn around and hurt you some more now. When he's out betraying, you hear people saying, look out for the cheater.
That was the original But It's All Right by J.J. Jackson, peaking at number 22 on December 10th, 28 years before the more well-known Huey Lewis version. Prior to that was Bob Cuban and the Inmen's classic The Cheater, getting to number 12 on March 12th. And we started with number 17 on July 2nd, The Swingin' Medallions' Double Shot of My Baby's Love. Now here's Norma Tanega's Walking My Cat Named Dog.
We played in the meadows where the grass grew so tall. In summer, the lilacs would grow everywhere. The laughter of children would float in the air. And I can see it oh so clearly now, still going on. Yes, I can see it oh so clearly now, though all of it's gone. As I grew older, I had to roam, far from my family, far from my home, into the city where lives can be spent, lost in the shadows of tar and cement. Into the city where I had my eye on all the pleasures that money can buy. And every night I'd sit alone and learn what loneliness meant. Up in my rented room above a world of tar and cement. Each day I'd wake up, look at the sky, think of the meadows where I used to lie. Then I'd remember all of that's gone. You're in the city, better push on. Get what you came for before it's too late. Get what you came for, the meadows can wait. So every night I'd sit alone and learn what loneliness meant. Up in my rented room above the world of tar and cement. Many years later, tired at last, I headed for home to look for my past. I looked for the meadows, there wasn't a trace. Six lanes of highway, take taken their place. Where were the lilacs and all that they meant? Nothing but acres of tar and cement. Yet I can see there so clearly now. Where has it gone?
Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
That block began with Walking My Cat Named Dog by Norma Tanaga, which peaked on April 9th at number 22 in 1966. That was followed by Tar and Cement by Verdell Smith, which slipped into the top 40 at number 38 on August 20th. Then came the legendary Brian Wilson's highest charting solo song, Caroline No, which peaked at number 32 on April 30th. We finally heard country legends the Statler Brothers' highest charting mainstream hit, Flowers on the Wall, which shot up all the way to number 4 on January 8th. Closing out the first half of 1966 Part 1 with No Matter What Shape Your Stomach's In by the T-Bones.
The top of 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 the top of
It to number 3 on February 5th was our set opener, The T-Bones, No Matter What Shape Your Stomach's In, followed by the Viscount's version of the classic Harlem Nocturne, making it to number 39 on New Year's Day. And we close with December 3rd's number 1 hit, Winchester Cathedral, by the New Vaudeville Band. Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1966 Part 1, continues on WGXC with the first part of a chronicle of the contested evolution of Hey Joe, made most famous by Jimi Hendrix's version released this year, but it was a cover by The Leaves that made it into the top 40. Authorship has long been debated, recordings variously credited its writings to either Billy Roberts, who registered the composition with the Library of Congress in 1962, with publisher Third Story Music, later Third Paul Music, administering rights. Dino Valenti, who registered in Los Angeles in 1963 and had toured with Roberts, though some sources say the latter assigned the rights to Valenti to give him an income while he was in prison, or have listed it as a traditional. It's believed Roberts drew inspiration from several other works, including Carl Smith's 1953 U.S. country chart hit Hey Joe, the traditional ballad Little Sadie, a cover which was recently heard in the second Last of Us game, and his girlfriend Nyla Horne, née Miller's Baby Please Don't Go to Town. Several performers, including Pete Seeger, recognized the last as a precedent and offered to testify so she could claim part of the credit, though this wasn't pursued. Tim Rose's 1966 recording credits it as a traditional, saying he learned it from folk singer Vince Martin, though no major evidence has been found to support that assertion. So with that tangled web poorly summarized, we'll start with Carl Smith's song.
Hey Joe, Where'd you find that pearly curly? Where'd you get that jolly dolly? How'd you rate that dish I wish was mine? Hey, Joe. She's got skin as creamy, dreamy. Eyes that look so lovey-dovey. Lips as red as cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe. I ain't no hero. But oh, buddy, let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey, she's a sugar pie. I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, though we've been the best of friends, this is where our friendship ends. I gotta have that dolly for my own. Let's be buddy-duddy. Show me you're my palsy-wowsy. Introduce that pretty little chick to me. Hey, Joe, quit that waiting, hesitating. Let me at her, what's the matter? You're as slow as any Joe can be. Now come on, Joe, let's make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she is real. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen. I'll tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, now we'll be friends until the end. But this looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have that dolly for my own.
Joe, where are you going with a gun in your hand? Hey, Joe, I said, where are you going with that gun in your hand? Or I'm going down to shoot my old lady. You know, I caught her messing around with another man. Yeah. Going down to shoot my old lady. You know, I caught her messing around with another man. And I ain't too cool. Hey, Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. You shot her down now. Hey, Joe, I heard you shot your old lady down. You shot her down in the ground. Yeah. Yes, I did, I shot her. You know, I caught her messing around town. Yes, I did, I shot her. You know, I caught my old lady messing around town. And I gave her the gun, I shot her. Thank you.
Our first skimming of the history of Hey Joe began with Carl Smith's 1953 chart topper, followed by copyright register Billy Roberts' 1963 rendition. That was followed by his former girlfriend Nayla Miller's 1964 recording of her possibly inspiring composition, Baby Please Don't Go to Town, and the block concluded with the Leaves cover, the only version of the song to crack Billboard's Top 40, peaking at number 31 on July 9th. We'll return to this well in next month's second installment of One Hitters 1966. Now for the final set of the show and year, a bat sandwich of sorts. Because this was the year Neil Hefti's classic earworm theme for Batman 1966 swung into the Billboard Top 40 at number 35 on March 12th. There were several contemporary covers, of course, and we will begin with the most wow, really, of them, as a little band from Acton, London, called The Who, performed their version of the pop culture milestone.
you're the best girl that I ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get a fraction. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. Like this, like this.
Yeah.
That set of covers began with The Who's 1967 cover of the Batman theme by Neil Hefti, followed by the X-Men's Peel Sessions version of Little Girl, the original by Syndicate of Sound, peaking on July 9th at number 8, 1966. Then the Underground delivered their Psychotic Reaction, a cover of Count 5's October 15th, number 5 hit. And we circled the Batmobile to Alien Sex Fiend's rendition of the Batman theme. Thanks for listening. Have a safe new year as we close out with the 86 dance remix of October 1st, 1966's number 4 hit, Black is Black by Los Bravos.